I couldn't believe my luck. My sister Judy was taking the test for her driver's license on the same exact day I overheard.
Oh, I wish you could go with us to the opening of Bumper Car Mania this weekend, Patty, but then I'd have to leave Smidgen behind. She just loves bumper cars. Do you hate me forever?
Oh, it's no big deal. I'm sure I'll find some way out there.
You could go with me.
Really?
Well, my sister could take us. She's getting her driver's license today.
She is? That's great. Sure you don't mind taking me?
Mind?
Oh, Doug, this is so romantic. Just you, me, and your sister Judy.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me.
Here's to us. And Judy's driver's license. Okay, Judy, let's go.
You're wonderful.
It was perfect. A date with Patty to Bumper Car Mania, and my parents didn't have to drive us. All I had to do was bribe Judy into taking us.
Hello, Douglas.
Hi, Mom. Hey, Judy, can I ask you for a favor?
I can't talk now.
Well, how'd the driver's test go?
Driver's test? I don't need to drive, Douglas. I am an artist. I am my own vehicle.
What do you mean? Are you saying you didn't take it?
I'm not saying anything.
But Judy, I just promised... Oh, man. It looked like my date with Patty was over before it started. But why didn't you take the test? If you don't get your license, I'll have to tell Patty... I mean, you'll have to have Mom and Dad take you everywhere.
Oh, what's the big deal about driving, anyway? Cars are so pedestrian.
But you're practically the last 16-year-old in Bluffington who doesn't.
I need a more expressive mode of transportation. So I'll start a new trend. That's what being an artist is all about.
It just doesn't make any sense. For the last 6 months, you haven't talked about anything but getting your driver's license.
Well, maybe I did take the test, okay? If you could call it a test. I can't help it if the instructor had no imagination.
Imagination?
So what if my driving was a little improvisational? Is there a law against that? I mean, just because someone tries to inject a little creativity into their driving, is that any reason to fail them?
Fail? I knew it, Porkchop. I knew she really wanted to drive. If I can just get her to pass that test before tomorrow night. Say, Judy, Porkchop and I were wondering if you'd like to challenge us to a game of Dino Drivers. It's really cool. You race the other dinosaurs, and if you win, you get to park in the winner's circle.
I know what you're up to, Doug. I told you, I don't care about driving anymore. As if that childish little game could teach me anything.
They just got Dino Drivers 2 in 3D at the mall. Wanna go?
What is this thing you have about me learning to drive anyway?
Oh, nothing. I just want you to have the freedom to...
I have freedom. Once the sun hits these solar-powered skates Mr. Dink let me borrow, my transportation problems are over, and I'm out of here. Third time my car exploded. This isn't working.
It's your wig, Judy. It keeps slipping.
If any of my friends recognize me in here, I'm ruined. Give me another quarter and don't call me Judy. Call me Violet.
Watch out for the caveman crossing up ahead, Judy. I mean, Violet.
Please, Doug. I am not blind.
35 games later, Judy... Violet was finally getting the hang of it. That's it, Violet. You're almost there. Just jump over the tar pit and dodge the hot lava and you're home free. That's it. That's it. That's...
I don't see what dinosaurs have to do with driving. This game is very poorly conceived.
Teaching Judy was hopeless. At this rate, I'd get my license before she did. After all, I do hold the 11th place score for dino drivers, too.
Well done! Watch out for that volcano!
Ha-ha! I laugh at danger, Patty.
But, Doug, what about the 2-mile-wide canyon up ahead? We'll never make it.
No problem, Patty.
Doug, is that you?
Daddy.
How'd your sister's driving test go?
Fine. Just fine.
So we're still on for tomorrow night?
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
Doug!
Well, see you tomorrow, Patty.
Okay. See ya.
Doug! Parallel parking?
You didn't say anything about parallel parking.
It's easy. Just back up and...
I can't. That's the part of the test that I failed.
Easy, Judy. Just take it real slow.
Dino loser. Dino loser. Dino loser.
Maybe if Patty and I started now, we could pedal to Bumper Car Mania. I'm sorry my sister couldn't take us, Patty. But don't worry. We'll get there before it...
Wow!
It grows.
Closes.
What happened to you?
Hey, Phoebe, can you give me a real ride home and save me from this loser?
Come on, Judy, don't give up yet.
I told you, I am an actress, not a truck driver. An actress.
But, Judy...
An actress!
An actress. That's it, Pork Chop.
This brilliant idea of yours better be good, Doug.
It is. Here's the deal. I'm going to give you a part, like in a movie, and I want you to act it out.
Dougie, the day you direct me, I will just... Well, I don't know what I'll do. Please keep your eyes on the road, dear. Mother...
Okay, so here's the part. You're a secret agent, and you've just stolen a super advanced spy car from the enemy. And now you have to parallel park it right there.
Now that is the stupidest plot line I have ever heard.
Oh, what do you mean?
What do I mean? What's my motivation, Doug? What am I thinking? What does this mission mean to me? Have you never heard of an obstacle, an objective?
Ah, Judith, you'll miss the turn.
Everything is perfectly under control.
Okay, okay. You're a blind girl. And all your life, people have been telling you you'll never parallel park. And now you can finally prove them wrong. Yeah, by parking there.
Dougie, think for a second. If I'm blind, how can I be driving? Elementary plot problems.
Oh, Judith, where is the love? Why can't you give your brother a break? Can't you see he's trying to help?
Mother, can't you see how stupid this all is? If you understood anything about acting...
Stop light!
Okay, you're a policewoman, and you've just spotted a bank robbery.
Dougie, just forget the whole thing.
But Judy, you haven't even tried yet.
Douglas, I think it's time we went home.
No, we can't. Judy, you have to learn to parallel park. You have to get your license. I promised Patty you'd take us to Bumper Car Mania tomorrow.
Yeah. Excuse me? You promised I would drive you where?
Judith, maybe you should...
I'm sorry, Judy.
I don't believe this. All that stuff about trying to help your sister.
Why don't you learn to drive, pal?
Why don't you learn to...
Chill out, Jenny Tomlinson!
Judy! Douglas Yancey Funny, if you think...
Shut up!
...that you can commit me to drive you to some stupid little...
Judy?
Don't interrupt! I am not your personal chauffeur, and you have no right to... make promises for me. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. And I'm sorry, but guess what?
What?
You just parallel parked.
I what? I parallel parked. I parallel parked. I parallel parked. I parallel parked.
So it turned out Judy could parallel park just fine once she stopped thinking about it so much. And now that she's passed her driver's test, she's driving every chance she gets, including taking Patty and me to Bumper Car Mania.
Get off the road, shrimp!
Actually, I think she likes driving a little too much. Judy, leave me alone!